This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So today, inshallah ta'ala, we have three surahs. Four, in fact. I won't be able to do four because the last surah, they will only recite just a little bit at the very, very end. So let's maybe three surahs in 10 minutes or less. I have less than 10 minutes, in fact. I want to give you the butter of the butter. Yeah, I need the gems of the gems, because all the surahs are filled with gems. So I'm going to give you the gems of the gems, inshallah ta'ala. He started reciting from Salat al-Isha. You may have noticed that Salat al-Isha now is longer because they start the recitation of the sabaq, of the juz, from Salat al-Isha onward to be able to complete the ajza that they have to recite. So, Jazallah khair, the sheikh, the son of the sheikh. You know, this reminds me of Yusuf. Ibn Ya'qub, Ibn, the son of the son of the prophet of the Karim, Ibn al-Karim. They started reciting from Surah Isha, from Surah Ar-Ra'd. Three surahs today, inshallah. Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah Ibrahim, and Surah Al-Hijr. We will do three, inshallah. We have Surah Al-Nahl, Surah Al-Di'an. But only shway, mish Torah. Only shway. They're all Mekki surahs. All these surahs are Mekki surahs. And now we're back into the Mathani. We're done with the Sab' al-Tawal. We're done with the Mi'in. Now we're into the Al-Mathani. So these surahs are about 40, 52. You know, they're all in that range. So we call them Al-Mathani. Let's start with Surah Ra'd. Ra'd in Arabic means tender. Tender, or tender balls. So there was this the Sahabi that the Prophet ﷺ sent to one of the leaders of this Qabail Jahiliyyah, and he told them to go and invite him to Islam. So he went to invite him to Islam, and then this man said, "Ish rabbukum hada? Who's this your Lord that you're calling me to? Is he, hal huwa min hadid? Hal huwa min fidda? Hal huwa min dhahab? This God that you're calling me to, where is he from? Is he from steel? Is he from silver? Is he from gold?" Ridiculing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this man, Sahabi, went back to Rasulullah. Then the next day he sent him back and go back and call him to Islam. And then as he went again for the second time, the man again started ridiculing, "Who's this Lord that you're calling me to? Is he, what is he from? Is he from hadid? Is he from copper, nuhas? Is he from silver? Is he from gold?" And he went back and he told Rasulullah. Then the third day he sent him back, "Go back and tell him." So he told him the same thing. On the third day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down sa'iqa upon this man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, وَيُصْهِرُ السَّوَاعِقَ, and he sent the sa'iqa, the thunderbolt, upon whom he wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Ar-Ra'd. The Surah Ar-Ra'd, brothers and sisters, is a surah that differentiates between Al-Haq wal-Batil. That Al-Haq is strong, truth, is everlasting and imperishable. Whereas Al-Batil is weak and perishable versus Al-Haq. And then when you look, and then sometimes people, they get deceived looking into the Batil, thinking that the Batil is right. Sometimes people, they get confused, or maybe they're deceived. They may think that, you know, this falsehood is right. Like tender, sometimes this tender, this rad, may sound scary, but there is khair in it. There is good in it. You may hear tender, but off of that tender we get rain. This is a rad, that analogy of rad. Surah Ar-Ra'd. What else? Before, I want to mention something else in Surah Ar-Ra'd. There's something else. To siddhi lah. This rad, this wind that you hear, the rain that you hear, thunder, they make in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusabbihu ar-ra'du bihamdi. You know, it is not only you and I that make tasbih. The thunder that you're hearing, the fogs, the clouds that you see, the trees, the birds, everything is making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is one ayah still I want to mention in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sometimes people they say, they ask, "Sheikh, would my parents make it to Jannah inshallah? Would my children make it to Jannah inshallah? How about if I make it to Jannah? Can my family join me?" And I said, you still want your wife to join in Jannah, inshallah? He says, yes. He says, good boy. Na'am. Aywa. And then I said, do you still want your husband to join you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, جنات يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم. Jannat Adn, the Jannat of Eden, they shall enter it. And those amongst them who are righteous from their parents, آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم, and their spouses and their children. InshaAllah ta'ala, your children will join you in Jannah. Your parents will join you in Jannah. Your spouses, inshaAllah ta'ala, will join you in Jannah. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. This is why I wanted to mention this. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Who will be welcoming you in Jannah? Because when you enter the masjid, you have these ushers, you know, will come in you, alhamdulillah, zakumullah, they say, salamu alaykum, you know, please donate, right? You know, so in Jannah, you will have angels welcoming you. And what are they saying? They say, salamu alaykum, bima sabartum, bima sabartum. Salamu alaykum, they say, peace be upon you for your patience. You've been so patient. You've been fasting. You've been patient. You did not want to commit haram. You've been patient. You haram was easy, but you refrain yourself from it. You were patient. Now the reward is Jannatu Adn yadkhulunaha. Surah Ibrahim. Surah Ibrahim is also a Makki surah. Surah Ibrahim talks about, or the theme of Surah Ibrahim, things ni'am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are countless. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are countless. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصَى. You won't be able to count or to enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلِفْ لَمْ رَأْ كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُنْذِرَ النَّاسِ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Kitab, we mentioned this previously. When you hear kitab in the Quran, kitab means the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Kitab is the Quran. So Allah is saying to Prophet Muhammad, kitabun anzalnahu ilayk, this book that we have revealed upon you, litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. You bring people out from what? From darkness into light. Al-Quran brings people out from darkness into light. Brothers and sisters, you may have, you know, you may, sometimes we may underestimate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest ni'mah, ni'mah of the Qur'an, the greatest ni'mah, the ni'mah of Iman, the ni'mah of Islam, the ni'mah of Al-Hidayah is the great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that you're sitting is a ni'mah. The fact that you're able to make sujood is a ni'mah. There's some brothers who are sitting in the chairs, they cannot be able to sit, they can't. Some people, they're praying on their chairs because they cannot make sujood. They can't. You're making sujood is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Please remember this. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you were to be thankful, Allah shall give you more. Say alhamdulillah. The more thank you give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. This is the mu'adala. This is the formula. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Even subhanAllah, in person development, you know, people that say when they are thankful about their cars or their phones or whatever they have, this thing that they have tend to last longer. Why? Because they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they have. So وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Surah Ibrahim also talks about the story of Musa. It also talks about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua for his ummah, making dua for his progeny, making dua for you and I. This beautiful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he says, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. أَفْئِدَة جمع فؤاد. Ibrahim alayhi salam, anybody's been to Mecca before? Mecca. All right. So when you go to Mecca, especially Canadians, Americans, they go to Mecca, they're happy. And then they see so much, you know, the crowd, the zahma. You know, this just, it's packed. And they say, I want to go home. I did my Umrah, I did my Hajj, I want to go back home. Khalas, I did my Tawaf. And sometimes what, they still praying in the, from the rooms. Because they say, I can hear, I can see, I can perform my room. I don't want to go to the Zahma, it's too much Zahma, and too much crowd. As soon as they get into the plane and they want to leave back home, what happens? You miss Mecca. Why you miss Mecca? The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh Allah, make their hearts be... It's like a magnet. The Haram, the Mecca, it's like a magnet that attracts your heart towards it. You may go, but you still, you go to Medina, you miss Mecca. You want to go back to Mecca. Dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. At the very end, my brothers and sisters, Surat al-Hijr. Surat al-Hijr is where Thamud used to live. The people of Qawm Salih, they used to live. The theme of Surat al-Hijr is, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surat al-Hijr that we have نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. Al-Dhikr here means Al-Qur'an. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we shall protect it. Yes, Allah has protected His deen. Allah has protected the Qur'an in many ways. Allah has protected the Qur'an in the chest of the Prophet, in the chest, in the breast of the Sahaba, in the breast of the Huffaz. You know, we have Hafid, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, who are 8 years old. They memorize the whole book, the whole Quran. Allah has made that hifz. You know, as you say, Hafiz, but it is not Hafiz, it's Hafiz. You know, with Hafiz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting His religion, is protecting His deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 97, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَدِيقُ صَدُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ لقد نعلم أنه يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين. Please remember this ayah. فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين. And we know, رسول الله, that your heart feels pain because of what they say. Sometimes we feel pain because of what people say about us. We hear things about us in the news. Sometimes we get mocked or we get ridiculed. And sometimes people, they may retaliate in the wrong way. So what Allah says, Prophet Muhammad, He tells him, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاهِدِينَ. Meaning, makes lots of salah. Brothers and sisters, I'm done. Ayah that will change your life. Are you ready?
Yes.
An ayah that will change your life. Surat Ar-Ra'd, verse number 28. How can you remember all this? Can you remember all this? Because we're having some really amazing prizes at the end, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to ask all you guys are recording. Very good. You're smart. You're smart. So record or try. I don't know. But because I'm really serious, inshallah ta'ala, at the end, I'm gonna be asking questions. And if you know the answers, you will earn a very, very nice prize. Surat Ar-Ra'd, verse number 28. An ayah that will, inshallah ta'ala, change your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. الذين آمنوا, those who believe, وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله,
and their hearts find ease with the remembrance of Allah. Indeed, it is through the remembrance of Allah that hearts will find ease. You want peace? You want serenity? You want tranquility? Psychiatrists, psychologists, you want to book an appointment with them. They have a long waiting list. People suffering, depression, distress, stress, anxiety, you name it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who believe and their hearts will find ease with the remembrance of Allah. Indeed, to the remembrance of Allah, that hearts will find peace. We're all looking for peace. You walk, you come back, you cook, you exercise, you wait for the bus, you whatever you're doing. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Moist your tongue with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah, I'm sorry, maybe I took this time, maybe it will be too long, let's leave a little over 10 minutes, but because I had 3 salahs to cover, Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.